heard of a girl in her early teens who was engaged to be married, who found herself pregnant, and the whole matter was greatly complicated by the fact that her boyfriend wasn't even the father. So I wasn't surprised when the boyfriend wanted to call off the wedding, but he wanted to do so quietly without humiliating his girlfriend. Then one night, when the young man was asleep, an angel appeared to him and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. It is by the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived." Until that dream, Joseph had a dilemma. He knew two things with absolute certainty. He knew that Mary was pure, and he knew that she was with child. And he couldn't reconcile those two facts. So he decided to step aside, to bow out of the mystery. But with a big push from an angel, Saint Joseph took Mary as his wife, and the rest is history. We call it salvation history. So God entrusted to Saint Joseph the care of his two greatest treasures, the Incarnation and the Immaculate Conception. One of Saint Joseph's titles is Guardian of Virgins, and Head of the Holy Family. Well, Saint Joseph knew that he was inferior to both Mary and Jesus in the order of grace, but he accepted that role as Head of the Holy Family. And Guardian of Virgins, well, Saint Joseph is the model of true masculinity. Like, true masculinity protects the good, the beautiful. It protects the purity of others. Like, the world would give us the opposite idea, that masculinity seeks to tear down the purity of others, to tempt away purity. But like we say, that's a lie, that's false masculinity. That's a caricature, that's not true masculinity. Saint Joseph is the model. In the Litany of Saint Joseph, Saint Joseph is called the foster father of the Son of God. And he's an image of God the Father. The role of fatherhood is providence and protection. And Saint Joseph provides and protects the Holy Family. They say that the role, the most important relationship in the world is the mother-child relationship, and that's the role of fatherhood, to protect and to provide for that relationship, to allow it to flourish. And so Saint Joseph is the image, the icon of the fatherhood of God on earth. Saint Joseph is also called the spouse of the Mother of God. Now, there's a general principle that the closer we are to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the greater is our holiness. The most holy saints are those who were closest to Mary. Well, the relationship that defines the closest possible relationship is called spouse. Spouse of the Blessed Mother means Saint Joseph lived in that closest relationship possible to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so after the Blessed Mother, he is the greatest of the saints. Saint Joseph is also called terror of demons. You wouldn't think he was the terror of demons, but it's humility that terrorizes demons. Genesis 3:15 says, "The heel of the woman crushes the head of the serpent." The heel is the symbol of humility. The head is the symbol of pride. It was the humility of Mary that crushed the pride of Lucifer. Well, and so it is with Saint Joseph. It's like his humility paralyzes the devil. The devil is powerless in the face of humility. Saint Joseph is also called patron of the dying. Because the church would say that he died with Jesus and Mary at his side. That's a happy death, to die with Jesus and Mary at our side. He's the protector of the Holy Church, of God's family on earth. Devotion to Saint Joseph probably needs to flourish in the world today. Like, men have devotion to Saint Joseph by imitation. He's the model of true masculinity, how to live in relationship to women, how to live in relationship to the feminine. Like, fallen masculinity runs away from responsibility. That's how original sin affects men. Men run away from responsibility, deadbeat dad. But true masculinity embraces responsibility. Saint Joseph is that model. Women have devotion to Saint Joseph by complementarity, because true masculinity fosters true femininity. Okay? And so to live in that relationship to Saint Joseph is to foster true femininity in a woman. And so in the world today, we ask the intercession of Saint Joseph for strong fathers, men of virtue, who provide and protect the family. We also ask him to protect or to intercede for our society. Okay? In order for society to flourish, it must safeguard and protect and provide for family life. So we ask the intercession of Saint Joseph for our culture, that the family might be protected, laws might be enacted that help the family to flourish.